This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The monsoon session of Parliament has concluded, with both houses being adjourned sine die yesterday. The session began on July 20 and saw a total of 19 sittings over 25 days. In all, 12 bills were passed by the Parliament, including the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill. In his concluding remarks, Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan expressed concern over the repeated disruptions in the House. He said the House managed to fulfill its co-legislative duties by passing and returning 12 bills. Mr. Radhakrishnan informed that the House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes.
The House functioned for only 37 hours and 49 minutes regarding a productivity of 39.17%. We had the opportunity to raise 285 starred questions, 380 zero-hour submissions and 380 special mentions. Sadly, only 16 questions, 52 zero-hour submissions and 93 special mentions could be taken up.
Earlier, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 was passed by the Parliament, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy moved the bill to further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused the opposition of running away from discussions in Parliament when the government was ready for it. He said the conduct of opposition MPs is not good for democracy, especially for parliamentary democracy. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that Parliament is meant for debate, discussion and legislative business, but continuous sloganeering and protests had affected the functioning of the House in the monsoon session. Mr. Rijiju said that 12 bills were passed during the monsoon session, but only one of them was discussed in both houses. He stated that during this session, productivity stood at 19% in the Lok Sabha and 39% in the Rajya Sabha. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that with the monsoon session being adjourned sine die yesterday amid disruptions by the opposition, aspirational sectors like aviation didn't get the parliamentary time they deserved. In a social media post, the minister said that he was looking forward to answering 28 starred questions related to civil aviation on the floor of the Parliament. He said that this number is nearly double the 14 starred questions that were taken up during the monsoon session of year 2013. Mr. Naidu noted that the increase reflected the growing aspirations of people across the country for airports and better air connectivity in their regions, driven by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Udaan vision. On the eve of Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat yesterday participated in an event held in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat paid homage to the people who suffered the horrors of partition. He said that the government is committed to continuously strengthening the nation's unity, integrity, and social harmony while keeping the history in remembrance. Countries' exports, including merchandise and services, registered a robust growth of 13.3% in July this year by reaching $80.14 billion. The country's exports were $70.72 billion in the same month last year. According to the provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, the export performance was led by merchandise shipments, which jumped over 19.6% to over $44 billion last month from $36.98 billion in the same month last year. India emerged as the overall champions of the Commonwealth Fencing Championship by winning an impressive 35 medals after 4 days of competition held at Lagos in Nigeria. Indian contingent secured 13 gold, 8 silver and 14 bronze medals at the event across the under-23 and senior competitions. The performance also helped India win the Wilkinson Sword Trophy, awarded by the Commonwealth Fencing Federation to the country with the best overall results. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red warning predicting very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh till today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.